Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. I'm so happy you're here listening and watching today. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on my Facebook page, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. And I'm so happy you're here today. I have a little bit of a new setup today, so don't mind me as I'm organizing things. We're trying some new things out today. Oh, I may have just lost my Facebook live video yet again. That happened last time too. How strange. So I do want to thank everybody for being here today. We are going to try this all over again and see if it works. Let's see what we've got going. So here we are again. This is Lilydale Radio and I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden. We'll see if the live stream video keeps going. I don't know. I just lost it a second ago. And so Lilydale Radio, wonderful place. Lilydale Assembly. It's in the western part of New York State. It's the largest spiritualist community in the world. And people do come to Lilydale from all over the world. And they come during the summer to watch, visit with mediums, to take workshops, all sorts of things. And I do know that the summer program, some of it is up online, lilydaleassembly.org. And you can go there and check it out and see what's available. We have lots of really awesome things happening this summer. I saw that the monks are coming, so I haven't looked at it in a couple of days, so I don't know everything else. I will be teaching a few workshops myself. I'll be doing a healing workshop July 29th, and then I'm doing one called Awakening 101 on July 31st. And that's going to be really cool because it's all about how so many of us are starting to wake up to the powers we have, our psychic mediumship abilities, our healing abilities. And we're starting to wake up to those things. And I have a lot of people who have been contacting me over the last year asking for advice, how to do this, how to do that, what should they do? And so frequently people, when they are awakening, they have these questions because they don't know what to do. So we're having a workshop on that July 31st. And then I'm teaching another one the beginning of August called Everyday Spirituality. And that's all about everyday spirituality to see how you can integrate more of your spirituality into your everyday living. It's going to be an awesome workshop as well. If you want to know more about these workshops, lilydaleassembly.org, and you can see all sorts of things going on there. Hello, Michelle. Thank you for watching. And you'll be able to find out what's happening at Lilydale. It's a very wonderful place. Now, I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, as I said in the beginning, and I'm a registered medium at Lilydale. I'm also a spiritual life coach, and as a life coach, I help people take action steps to create the life they want to have. So between the two things, as a medium and as a coach, I can give people all sorts of information in different ways. We have, as a medium, as you know, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side, and we receive all sorts of messages that we just never can tell what's going to happen as life goes. It's a fun thing to do. And I always tell people, I never know what I'm going to say. So we're just going to go with it. And what I like to do on this show, because it is called Embracing Your Essence, is I do like to talk about something and then we can take some callers and you can call in if you'd like to have a brief mediumship reading. You can call in if you have a problem you'd like to discuss that would not be solved by mediumship thing in most cases, but would be more of a coaching kind of opportunity. Frequently, I do connect in with people on the other side, even if I am coaching, because they're there and they want to talk to us. So I will do that as well. You can also call in if you have questions you want to talk about mediumship or healing or coaching or whatever you want to talk about, basically, is what I'm open for. The number to call in is 818-739-8818, and it'll be great if you want to check in here. So today, what I want to talk about, I was not here last week because I'm actually down in Florida. And this has been a lifelong dream of mine to, in the winter, to leave New York and go down south. So last year I was driving home from the airport in January of 2017, and it was a whiteout snowstorm, absolutely whiteout. I couldn't see a thing. I was going from one marker on the side of the road to the next marker. And my daughter was with me and she kept saying, you're on the wrong side of the road, you're on the wrong side of the road. And I was on the thruway, so it was okay because I had two lanes and there were no other cars. And as I got home, I said, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. So I decided I would try to make this happen. So I did make it happen. So I'm in Florida right now. I am close to Daytona Beach. I didn't know that when I was making the reservations. I was just looking for someplace warm by the water, and to be in the United States and be warm, generally you have to be in Florida. It wasn't my dream to go to Florida. It was just my dream to go someplace where it's warmer. So I'm down here now, and it's been a wonderful experience for many reasons, not the least of which is the weather, but it's also because my sister lives in Florida. So I got to go visit with her a little while ago. We met her in Disney, just at a restaurant there, and we had dinner. And then this past weekend, I went to her house, drove across the state, which was only about 3 hours, not like driving across New York, which is about 7, 8, 9 hours. So I went and visited her this weekend. So that was great. And I also got out of the traffic that was around here from the Daytona 500. So that was good. And so I am coming to you live from here. But last week, the whole reason I went off on that tangent was that I took my daughter, she flew down, and we went to Universal Studios. And the reason we went there was to go to the Harry Potter world. And my daughter loves Harry Potter, and I've enjoyed watching the movies and all of that. But when we walked into the area where they had two different areas of Harry Potter things, it was amazing. It was absolutely stunning to see what they had done, how they had built these buildings and everything that was in there. And I started thinking, and this is how I got to my topic tonight, about how much life is an illusion. You know, in this case, Harry Potter, obviously it is an illusion. I know many people would love to be able to have some of the abilities they have and the experiences they have. But, you know, it's an illusion. But our lives are also an illusion. And I was reading this book last night. It has all these quotes in there, various spiritual quotes. And the whole first section was all about how life is an illusion. And we're creating the illusion of our lives with our thoughts. And I've talked about that before, how our thoughts, our mind is actually creating our life. Our mind takes situations, problems, good or bad situations, and reads into them and creates meanings. We can get stuck in that illusion sometimes, and we think that what we're experiencing is real when it is real and it isn't real. Hi, Rachel. Nice to see you tonight. We're not really our bodies and our thoughts. And I'm sure if you're watching this or listening, you probably know these ideas. My philosophy is that because we are here as humans, that we are supposed to live our lives as humans. So many times you'll hear the phrase, we are a spirit having a human experience. And frequently when that's said, it somehow implies that in our problems of humanness, our experiences of humanness, that we shouldn't be feeling how we're feeling. We shouldn't have those negative feelings because we're spirit and spirit wouldn't feel it. However, like I said, my philosophy is we are here to live fully and completely as humans. We're supposed to be here to experience what life has to offer. And as we do that, we're reclaiming who we are, and we may be rediscovering who we truly are inside, unfolding ourselves, if you will. We are pure consciousness. I wrote down when I was writing stuff for my book, I wrote down that we're pure energy of truth with the unlimited potential to create. Isn't that awesome? Pure energy that we can create whatever we want. We're meant to live here in our humanness and not to ignore what's happening in our lives or dismiss these things in our lives. We are supposed to be experiencing it. We all are unique individuals. We all have unique abilities and strengths and qualities. We're here to live and experience. And as we do this, we learn and grow. Now, as humans, so frequently we get stuck in some traps in life. One of the biggest traps I've found in my own life, as well as with clients and just talking with people, is the wanting a certain result. We get stuck wanting only one outcome. And I was thinking about a client I had a long time ago who was absolutely fixated on his ex-girlfriend and was working very hard to manipulate her and control her to come back to him. He was stuck in the mindset that only she could be the relationship he could have. And he was so stuck in this situation that he couldn't see anything else. He couldn't look past it. And what was happening is that he was creating this misery within himself. He was unbalanced in how he was experiencing his life. Everything was all about trying to manipulate and control and force an outcome. We all want certain outcomes, which is fine, because we have been conditioned, and I think it's actually good for us to have goals, to have dreams. We need to have these things so we can experience our lives. The problem will come when we are so fixated on that one outcome that we start to feel the emotional stress there, and we become attached to the external result. And that can send us off on a path we don't want to be on so frequently. I know when I first started on my path to finding out who I was, my self-discovery process, I would notice that I wanted certain things at times, you know, and I only wanted this. And a perfect example would be years ago when I wanted to get pregnant. That was my goal. That was my dream. It was so in my mind that it was almost as though I couldn't think about anything else. And we were struggling. It wasn't working. And I'm talking years went by. And we were very much struggling with this. And if I had been so focused on getting pregnant and having my own biological child to the point that I excluded other options, it could have been an issue. Now, fortunately, I wanted a child and I really didn't care where the child came from. So my first child was adopted. And if I had been so focused on being pregnant and it had to be my biological child, I could have missed out on that experience. You know, during that time though, because I was so fixated on trying to find a child, trying to get pregnant, those kinds of things, that I was miserable. I went into a depths of a depression that was really quite stunning, if I say so myself. I should have really just gotten a counselor and dealt with things. Eventually, though, I moved into a new place and I started to look at things from a different perspective. So if you're fixating on something in particular and you think that that thing is the only thing that is going to make your life perfect, it's the only thing that's going to make you happy, if you don't get that, your life is ruined, then you might want to take another look at that and take a little step back and see if there's another option out there for you. I remember talking to someone once who was fixated on winning an award. They wanted this award so badly. It was the only thing they could think about. And I just remember saying to her, well, do you need that external validation, or can't you just recognize the work you've done and acknowledge what you've already done? But for whatever reason, she really needed that external validation. But it was, again, making her a little bit unbalanced. She wasn't centered in herself because that's all she was thinking about. She wanted that. Now, it's always fun to get acknowledgement. We all like to be acknowledged. We all like to feel like we're doing the right things. We want people to like us, all of those things. However, truly, the internal is so much more important than the external validation. So if you're wanting to know, sometimes I'll have people come for readings who they want the answers to something specific. And really what they want is for me to validate that what they're looking for is what's going to happen. That's not really what a reading is, but that's what they want sometimes. They are fixated on this. Now, when we're fixated on something, we're trying to control it. We're trying to force an outcome when really we should be trusting in the divine to guide us and take us to where we need to go, and to recognize there are so many other options out there that in our human minds we can't think of. So this is a little bit of what I'm going to be talking about tonight, but I do want to take some callers. So if you want to call in, it's 818-739-8818. And this is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen van der Zijden. You can call in. We can do a little mini reading. If you have a certain problem you'd like to address, we can see where it goes. If you want to ask questions about whatever, spirituality, healing, coaching, mediumship, whatever you want to talk about, I am good for. So what we're going to do is I will say your last four numbers of your phone number. And then when you get on, give me your name, where you're calling from, because it's always fun to see where you're coming from. And then we'll just start. So let's see what number feels right to me right now. Boom, 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 boom. Ooh, this one looks good. Let's do this one. The last four numbers are 1983. Hold on. Let's see if I can get it to go. There we go. 1983. Hi. Hello. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Lisa. Hi, I'm really liking your little speech you're giving tonight.
Oh, thanks. Isn't it something? Because we do get stuck.
Yeah,
problems
can drag you down. That it can get real bad. You know what I mean? Like your health can be affected. That's what happened to me. So, but I have a question. So I'm looking for a job part time. And where I'm at, I'm like very unhappy. I feel very unappreciated, and actually that these people like went against me, and I just really need a new position. And I'm looking, it's not like, high paying. It's kind of like the end of my career. It's just, it's a position. But do you think I'll find something local, like in the next, like about how long you think it might take? Because, I really do want to find something else and kind of get in, with a lot better people, like a good family, it's like nannying, working with kids and stuff, but totally unappreciated. Absolutely. Like all kinds of things were done. And I just really need a new position. And I'm just hoping I will find it, like in the next month or two. I don't know. Like, I was just wondering how long you think it might be.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch in with someone on the other side and see what they might want to say. And then I'll just kind of give you the impressions and we'll just go from there. I do have
because I want to find a good, fit. Like, I want to be appreciated for everything that I do. I have a master's and, I felt like I was supposed to just like turned on, what I mean? Like the lady's crazy.
Yes.
Seriously, there are a lot of people like that now. It's very scary.
Okay, before I touch in with this woman, I do want to talk about that for a minute, because as I was, contemplating what I'm going to talk about on tonight's show and contemplating what I'm going to talk about on my Thursday radio show as well, we go on Facebook or the news and all this stuff, and we are seeing this huge time of divisiveness. And what I'm thinking about this so much today, because there are so many people out there struggling in their heads.
Yes. Oh my God, you hit it. She's so unhappy and so like, oh my God, she like puts her problems on other people. Yeah. It's very interesting and very non-upfront. Oh my God.
And you know what it is? And I was thinking about it and thinking about it today because it's really bothering me. And I'm realizing that what's happening within ourselves, and you're probably experiencing this too, is that we are having this conflict within ourselves too, because everywhere we look, it's people fighting with each other. And no matter what.
Yeah, and just very miserable people. I don't even know fighting. I don't think that's it at all. I don't find anyone fighting with me. But I just think miserable, unhappy people that are like, there are no ethics anymore, no values, just, really, really sick people. When you, like, if you talk to them, I just stay away, because when you get in a conversation, even the bitterness and the hatred and the lack of respect for other people, it's pretty incredible. But I don't even want to concentrate on it. I'm just wondering, do you see me finding something else? Because like I kind of wanted to go to a 2-day schedule versus like a couple hours a day type thing.
Right. Okay. So, well, I'll go back to the woman I have on the other side. There is a woman who is stepping in who does want to talk to you. She does give me the impression she had some stuff going on within her body, and it feels like some kind of a serious illness, and maybe a cancerous situation as well. As she comes in...
Oh, my God. You mean the woman? Oh, my God. You mean she could have cancer?
No, no, no. I'm talking to a spirit. A spirit.
Oh.
Not your person at work. Yeah. Oh, that would be weird, wouldn't it? Yeah. So I'm talking to a spirit on the other side. And what happens? See, what I like to do is when I touch in with people here on the show is to touch in with a spirit, because since you have a need, sometimes a spirit will come in who kind of wants to address that and wants to bring some insight within that situation as well. Because this person, when she comes in, she's kind of black and white about things. She gives me the impression that the person you're working with is very,
you know,
similar.
What, but I don't really want to, but I don't really even want to talk about this person. I'm asking if I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut in, but I have no concern for this. The place is not for me. I'm looking and I'm wondering, how long do you think it will take me to find something good? You know, like
yeah.
a decent, it's not a hard position to get. That's my question. But I'd like to know, I have a lot of credentials. Like, do you see me getting in about a month? And, you know, do you think I can last there? And, you know, I'm trying to be polite and nice and do a lot. But I just,
right.
you know, I do want to find something else.
Right. And see, now what I'm doing here is I'm bringing in spirit, because spirit will guide us along this conversation. And generally in Lilydale, we are not allowed to really make predictions. I always tell people, however,
okay.
that if I feel something, I will tell them. So part of the way I get into that is by connecting in with spirit on the other side and then going there and just seeing how it all plays out and seeing how things fit. Because I won't spend too much time with this spirit just yet, but I do want to give you some information so you can at least start thinking about who it might be. Because she does talk about the black and white things, how there is only, one way to do things. But she gives me that impression that it goes for the person you're working with, not you, okay? She also tells me with you that you have a very good mind, that you can think in such a different way than other people can think. And she's also telling me that you have been looking and you've got your eye open for a place, and you've definitely been doing it. And as she continues talking, I am getting the feeling that things are going to be shifting pretty quickly for you. So be prepared when the time comes. And by quickly, I mean within weeks, and I mean not many. Okay. So as she.
Oh, you mean that I'll find something?
It feels, she's given me the impression. Now, like I said, a prediction is, you know, whatever. We don't really know, but this is the impression I'm getting from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to share it with you. And it feels like something is going to shift quickly, and you're going to kind of be like, ah, I don't know what to do or how to do it or how to change so quickly. So just go to it. And
oh yeah, and do, and I have to do for me, because if
yeah.
I have a week, I'm doing it, because I need
yeah.
to not only make the money, I need to be in a good situation. You know, I still like working, but I don't know. I guess that brings me to the point that, like, my parents' estate is settling probably later this year now. It was supposed to be soon, but I don't think it's going to happen so soon, but I think it will be by later this year. Do you see me totally retiring in the long run, like later this year, or do you see me still working part-time, like for 2-3 more years? I mean, I'm kind of struggling with it, you know, like I don't know, like I still want to have like a financial planner and stuff and get everything in order for retirement, but I don't know if, like if I don't have to work, like if I would, or do you think I'm going to totally retire? Do you get anything like on that? Because I'm just kind of struggling, because I'm facing that later this year, like a decision, you know, do I want to just have all the time for me now and just
right.
know, start doing more things for me?
Right. I'm going
you
to
know, versus
step-
waiting a couple years.
Right. I'm going to step into my coaching hat for just a moment here. And, you know, I can
mm-hmm.
tell that you really want to retire. And I can tell you're also mm-hmm. making the steps to do that. Okay.
Yes.
Along with that, I do feel that you're going to take those action steps, because you're the one creating that. And this person on the other side does mention, be careful that you don't get too far ahead of yourself in your thoughts.
What do you mean?
Okay, so don't start thinking
oh,
so
like
far.
Oh, like worrying about it? Like worrying about
yeah.
it?
Yes, don't worry about so much like what's going to happen, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, but recognize where you want to go and head in that direction, and then you'll start creating it. And you already know what direction you want to go in, so you're going to be creating it. There's no question in my mind on that. So you're definitely headed in the right direction.
Do you think it will be later this year that the estate will settle and that I'll be able to retire? Or do you see it being later than that, like next year? I mean, God forbid. Oh, my God. But it's supposed to be.
Yeah. She's not really giving me that information right now.
Okay.
So that may very well be because she doesn't want you to think too far ahead and all of that.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you if other people are waiting, but can I listen? You seem so good. You're very intuitive.
Oh, yeah, you definitely keep listening. I'll just mute you so you'll still be able to hear.
Okay, so, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. That was nice talking to you.
Okay. Nice.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if we can get this to mute. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with my computer lately. I tell you, technology is not my forte lately. There we go. I got it. Woohoo! Awesome. Yeah, so it is kind of interesting. When we are here on the radio, now I do want to mention Lily Dale has some other shows that we can you can watch and listen to. We have Celeste Elliott does a show on Thursday morning at 10. We have Willa White doing a show at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. We have John White, not related to Willa, doing a show Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And so you can also tune into them as well. And I do understand there will be some new shows coming. I haven't heard if they're out there yet, but there will be some new Lily Dale shows coming. So I do want to get back into this the trap of only one outcome that we do this. There are so many times that we are so focused and we want that certain outcome. We want to know what's going to happen. We don't like uncertainty. Have you ever noticed that? It's something else, isn't it? We don't like uncertainty. We like to plan out what's going to happen in our lives. We want to know. And so many times we say to ourselves, if I only knew what was going to happen, then I could deal with it. And I've had some of those clients who come in and they want me to tell them what's going to happen so they can deal with it. But, you know, like I said, a prediction, who knows? You know, you're the one creating your life. So the prediction, I might feel something, but that doesn't mean it's right. It might go with somebody else, whatever. So you still have to make sure you're in your own power to create the life you want to have and that you don't get stuck in that one thought. Way back years ago, my brother was very sick. And I was driving home from a rehearsal, and I heard a voice tell me that he was going to die. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what? You know, because you don't want to hear that, right? And so you just kind of, you pay attention to it, but still you've got to leave your options open. You've got to recognize that, you know, even if you do know, and I did know, but still, I questioned it and I doubted it. So, and it was true that he did die, and he was quite young when he passed. And even though I had that forewarning, it didn't make it easier. It doesn't make it easier. You still can't deal with it. You have to kind of deal with your life situations as they're happening. And it's definitely something that we need to be aware of. Because even I still, and it sounds funny saying even I, right? Everybody does this, okay? I've been working with myself forever, trying to become the best person I can. So I'm very aware of how I react to things, but sometimes I get caught in the trap too, and I want a certain outcome. So if you get stuck in that, just remember to let things go. Now, I will tell you again that you are watching and listening to Lily Dale Radio. And if you are on my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach, you can see me. I wish I could see you. And you can follow me there if you want to get notice of when I'm going to be live the next time and all of that. I do want to get to another caller and we can see what's going on there. I will say the number again is 818 7398818. It is posted at the top of my feed on my Facebook page, the number, so you can call in. What I usually do when people call in is I just kind of go for a number that grabs my attention. So if it grabs my attention, I'll be talking to you. So I will say the last four numbers of your phone number, and then you can tell me who you are. It'll be fun. So the number I'm going to is, hold on, 2807. We are going to 2807. Hello, how are you tonight?
Hello, it's Rachel from Forestville. How are you?
Oh, good. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Awesome.
I was hoping that... I guess my question is, I've been making a lot of changes and doing a lot of stuff. I don't know if I'm, not patient enough, or I'm missing something and not, I don't know. I don't know if I still need to change some things. So I guess if there's any messages along that lines is my question.
Okay. Now, you know... Interestingly, you know, when I'm touching in with your energy, I can feel a gentleman around you and spirit side, okay? Spirit side of life, I feel a gentleman around there. And I am saying gentleman on purpose because he's very polite in the way he speaks to people. I don't feel a big talker, though. You know, he seems to be on the quieter side. He gives me the impression he had some stomach issues. Do you know somebody like that on the other side?
That could be a couple different people, yeah.
Okay.
Both of my grandfathers.
Okay. It's always good just to make sure we're heading in the right direction. And it is interesting, too, because he gives me the impression when he was here in the physical that he was kind of stuck in his life, okay? I don't feel a whole lot of experimentation with life. I don't feel him trying new things. I feel like his life was very simple, very straightforward. There is a stuck feel about him, though, too, which is very interesting to me because as he's touching in, he's giving me the impression that you're feeling stuck. And I know you were talking about changes and if there was something else you needed to do. Are you feeling stuck yourself?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and being stuck, it's kind of a weird feeling because we always want to do something. We want to make a change. We feel like we should do something, and sometimes we don't have to do anything. He tells me that you understand how to do things, how to get things done. He gives me the impression you're a pretty good planner. Are you a good planner?
I can be, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes I either go one way or the other. I plan too much or not enough.
Okay. And, you know, and there's something to be said for being in this uncertainty of I'm not sure which direction I'm going. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not sure if I should make a change. I'm not sure about these things. He tells me you have made quite a few changes already. Have you already made a bunch?
Yes.
Okay. And are you second guessing yourself? He's telling me you're second guessing yourself.
I'm a couple things. Not all of them, no, but there are a couple things, yes.
Okay. And as he talks about that, interesting. He's talking about sticking with your plan and not to get too second guessing, because what'll happen, okay, if say you've made the wrong choice, okay, that it turns out it wasn't the best choice. But if you stick with that, it will become clearer and clearer. If you're second guessing yourself, then your brain gets muddled and you can't think clearly. So you stick with what you've got, and you'll know if it's not working the way you wanted it to, the way it should be, all that, you'll know, and then you'll be able to think clearly. But if you're second guessing, that's when you start having some problems, okay? He tells me actually quite good at picking up on the hints and the subtleties around you. So you can feel people's their energies. You feel their energies, and you can, and it can affect you sometimes, and you're not sure if it's your energy you're feeling or someone else's energy you're feeling. So, so make sure you're aware of how you're feeling. Sorry. Now, there's one thing all of a sudden I was feeling, too, that I want to make sure I say to you. He's given me the impression of making sure you set an intention, that when you get up in the morning, that you set the intention of how you want your day to go. Because if you get up in the morning and right away you start thinking, should I do this? Should I do that? Is that working? Blah, blah, blah. It's going to kind of make your whole day muddled as well. So he's talking about setting an intention of how you want to feel. And that would work well. He also tells me, this is fun, because he tells me he would not have been like this when he were here in the physical. Okay. He wasn't very philosophical. You know, he wasn't somebody who would have been giving you this kind of advice. But on the other side, he can see with a greater perspective. So he wants to help.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that's clear, too. He also, are you taking too much cold medicine right now?
No, actually.
Okay, because he's talking about too much medicine, and it sounded like he said cold medicine. So I don't know what that means. If you end up, you know, if you get sick or something, make sure you don't take too much of it. There's a medicine of that. I don't know. I tell you, when spirit starts talking, I just go with it, and we just see what happens. Okay, now, do you have another question before I let you go, or a clarification you'd like me to make?
No, I don't really have any other questions. It's kind of funny because my New Year's resolution was to start meditating in the morning before I got up, and I've been very bad about it. And I guess I need to start doing that.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, because it would only take you a few minutes to get into that centered place and then set that intention of what you want to have today, you know? So, yeah. Oh, how fun is that? I'm so glad he affirmed that for you. Well, thank you so much for calling, Rachel. Maybe I'll talk to you again.
Thank you. I love your show.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, good. I got my computer to work. Isn't that awesome? Woo. So here we are. No, the calls don't cost anything. You can call in. The number is 818-739-8818. And what I do is when the phone calls come in, I just kind of pick a number, whatever kind of grabs my attention, and then we go from there. Now, this is a Lilydale Assembly radio show, and as such, what we do in Lilydale is connect to our loved ones on the other side. So the loved ones on the other side, they want to come through and give you messages. They want to share. I always tell people they won't necessarily tell you what to do, and then invariably I get this smart alecky person on the other side who will tell you what to do. They will not necessarily predict the future, and even if they do, remember it's being translated. So you're the one creating it. You're the one that needs to move in the direction you want to move in. They frequently will come in, and they just want you to know they're here and they love you, and that's what they're here for. I'm a medium at Lilydale. I'm also a spiritual life coach. So at times I will step into the coaching mode as well if it fits the caller, and provide a little bit of guidance if that's necessary. And now, as we're talking about tonight's topic is on detaching from the outcome, basically, is what it is, detaching from the outcome, because outcome, life is an illusion, what we think we want. Do you know, sometimes, can you imagine? And I said this to somebody the other day. This person wanted to be in a relationship with somebody else, and it wasn't working. And so many times our relationships are what help us become our best selves, because it causes us so much grief and pain trying to move into one, get out of one, all of that stuff, maintain one. So relationship issues are huge. And he really wanted to be with this person, but it wasn't working. And he's very spiritually evolved, so he understood that things happen as they should. But I said to him, I saw this quote in Oprah Magazine once, man's rejection is often God's protection. And I think Oprah said it, of course. And think about that. Man's rejection is often God's protection. What if you get in a relationship with someone, you really want to be in the relationship with this person, you know, you just, you can tell they're awesome and all of this stuff. And then you're in the relationship and it turns out they're a horrible person. They steal your money, they're mean, they're abusive and all this stuff. So wouldn't it have been better to be rejected earlier? So whenever something like that happens where I'm wishing for something and I really, really want it, I say to myself, you know what? What if I got that and it turned out to be the worst thing ever? So in a way, that can help shift your mind. The number again, no worries, Devin, is 818-739-8818. And it's also posted on the top of the feed on Facebook, or it should be, assuming I did. Oh, wait, it might not be. You know why? Because I started the Facebook feed and then it dropped and I had to start over. So it probably isn't posted. So sorry. Yes, so I should say it more frequently, shouldn't I? So in my book, the book that I'm writing now, it's all about walking in your power. And within my book, I have these things I call mind games, because our mind is creating our reality and our mind can have a mind of its own. But really, our mind is controlling our mind. You know what that means? So we can actually take the energy we have in our minds and shift some of these things. So I call them mind games, mind shifts. So that simple idea of man's rejection is often God's protection. If you were to take that idea, that thought, and the next time you get rejected from something, okay, you want that job, it's the perfect job for you, you just know it, and you don't get it, then you may find out later that it wasn't the perfect job. I knew somebody a long time ago who wanted this job, wanted it, did everything she could to get it, got the job, turned out to be a horrible, horrible situation. It was a situation that made her feel worse than ever. And she had worked so hard to get it. So you just never know. When we are trying to control our outcomes, that's when we are forcing something and we're not trusting in the divine. We have to trust. This does not mean to sit home and do nothing. This doesn't mean work towards your goals and dreams. Doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't mean don't work to make your relationship better. You keep taking that forward action. You have to keep walking forward. But be open for other opportunities. Be open for other options. Don't get stuck in that one thing. Okay, I'm going to take another caller because, I'm just a chatting away again tonight. Okay, let's see what number we're going to go to. Who are we going to go to? Yeah, let's see. Boy, I'm trying to get some people we have not talked to. How about this one? 0402. This is like bingo numbers. 0402. How are you today? What's your name?
My name's Kimberly.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, good.
I was just wondering if you have any messages for me.
Okay.
What are you feeling?
what am I getting? Who's coming in to talk to you and all of that?
Yeah.
I've got a male coming in for you, and he feels like he passes too soon to me, okay? It doesn't feel like he's in the 70s, 80s, 60s, maybe 40s or 50s. He feels too young to me, and I feel a little bit of a sudden passing with him as well. There's a lot of stuff happening in his head right now. Do you have someone you can recognize that passes in their 40s or 50s on the more sudden side?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And would you happen to know, because I'm feeling a lot of stuff going on in his head. It's like, I want to be here. I want to be there. I want to be everywhere. It's almost like I have two people in my head. Did he have a bit of an inner conflict going?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, because it's weird. When I get a spirit like that where I feel a certain personality, and sometimes the spirits try to show me a certain aspect of themselves, but the other aspect kind of overbears it. There's another word, overshadows it. That's the word I want, overshadows it. Because I feel a back and forth, up and down. I feel somebody who can be very charming, and then I can feel not charming. Okay. Did he have a little bit of gruffness at times?
Not at all, actually.
Okay, good.
The greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Okay, because this is why I'm asking this, because I get that conflict in personality. I see the charm and then I don't see the charm. You know what it is? It almost feels like more of a, what do I want to call this? A depth of unhappiness.
He was very depressed at the end.
Okay. I'm glad that that's making more sense, because in some ways he wants to show me things, and in other ways he wants to keep it private, which is giving me a little bit of a mind game in my own head here. I have to say, though, for you, what I'm getting like goosebumps right now. What a feeling of connection with you. You must have been close to him.
Yep, we were together for 34 years, from the age of 15.
Oh, my goodness. God bless it all. The closeness, I want to take care of you. You know, I feel him wanting to take care of you. I feel you taking care of him. I feel you both figuring out your ways, how you belong together. There's so much love coming through right now for you. It's stunning. I have to make sure I say that. It's coming in so much. There's the feeling of wanting to reassure you as well that everything is going to be okay. Everything is fine. Not to worry. This person, I feel, seems to be with you quite a bit. Okay, now, for people who aren't aware of these things, my philosophy is that they can be on the other side and they can be here at the same time. Because sometimes people will say to me, no, I want them to be, you know, go on and be in heaven. And I'm like, they can do both. It's okay. Because I feel him looking over you, watching you, trying to reassure you at all times. There's a huge protective vibration that comes in with him. This depression, he wants to actually apologize for this, because he feels like it put a lot of weight on you. Did you feel a heaviness from him that you took on too?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And he wants to apologize for that, because he tells me that it wasn't fair to you, but you understand how he was and what was happening. And so he does want to acknowledge that. He says at times life was very tough because of him. And again, there's that sense of apology coming through. So much of a feeling of gratitude as well for having had you in his life, a gratitude there. And he's talking about you being a bright spot in his life. And also that you made his life really worth something to him. And he can really see it now. Oh, my goodness. This must have been quite the situation as it gets near his passing time. It seems like it was a bit of a struggle for him. Was he struggling quite a bit there?
Yeah, he was. The other things that were going on too at the same time.
Yeah, it just seems like there's just so much. I have to tell you, though, as he shows it to me in the physical and he's acknowledging all this, on the other side, he's so much lighter. And, you know, all of that stuff has fallen away, if you will. And he does, again, bring through that love for you. Do you have his watch still? My hand is now on my wrist. Do you have his watch?
No, his son does.
Okay. He's mentioning that. And I think that's just an acknowledgement that it's still here. Very interesting. Did you have a specific question you wanted to ask while I have him here?
I just wanted to know why.
Yes.
Why, you know, yeah. You should know what I mean by that. Why?
Yes. You know, this is part of that conflict that I feel in my head.
Yeah.
For him, it's like he can't see another option. she can't see another solution.
But yes. It was a, like they say, it was a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yes, and it's he's kind of saying temporary insanity, kind of a little bit of a laugh with that, because it's literally he cannot see past. He just can't do it. And he does acknowledge, again, the problems that this caused for you and the struggle. And, oh gosh, you know, it's like right now he's trying to make up for all of that, and just really let you know how present he is right now and how present he is in your life. Yeah, it's the apology again, the feeling of just, I can't see, you know. He says that you've worked hard to forgive him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've worked hard at that. And he does acknowledge that, you know. And you know, I do want to say one more thing, too, before I let you go, because he is a good man. You know, he's a good man. He has so many positive characteristics. And that other side of him, that the conflict side here, it was like a different person. And he talks about that and totally accepts responsibility for himself and his life. And he totally accepts responsibility for the struggles and problems that were created. And he does want to, again, he's going to say this about 100 times, tell you how much he loves you and is here for you. So I do want to make sure you focus on that part, okay? He is a good, good man. So Kimberly, okay. I feel like I've just been talking your ear off there. Once I get going talking to somebody, I just like, woo, and keep going. So I hope that was helpful for you.
It was. Thank you so much for your help.
You are most welcome. I'll send you lots of love and his too. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Colleen.
You're welcome. It can be very difficult sometimes when we lose people, and it can really, and there's so many different ways and that people can go, and it, right now, and I was talking about this earlier, and I feel like I need to talk about it again. The struggle we're having in the world from the United States now, the conflicts people are having with each other, the people, you know, we have that one opinion we're stuck on and we can't see another side. And this energy is infiltrating ourselves. It's infiltrating us. Inside, we have to be very aware of who we are. We have to be very aware of who we want to be, what kind of person we want to be. Do we want to be that loving, kind person or not? If you're watching, you're probably a loving, kind person. Do we want to live to our best and be the best person we can? Because the only way things are going to shift here in this culture that we have happening right now, the only way it's going to shift is if each one of us stands in our light, stands in our love, and shines out there to help these people, to not let their energy affect us. And it's very hard for us sometimes because we are sensitive. We pick up on energies. We feel things and we don't know where they're coming from. So when you get up in the morning, like I was talking about with the intention with Rachel, when you get up in the morning, see how you feel. Make a choice to how you want to feel. Do you want to feel peace today? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be joyous? Do you want to have bliss? Do you want to just be happy and go lucky? Do you want to work hard but enjoy it? Whatever you want. We're all unique individuals. We all don't have to choose to be happy. You might want something else. Maybe you just want peace. You know, choose that, because when you consciously choose how you want your day to go, you will be, it's almost as though you strengthen your inner self. You recenter to who you are, to who you truly are, that energy of love and light and truth and pure consciousness. You center back into that. And when you center back into that, that negative energy that's outside of you will not impact you as much. You'll be able to separate from it and detach from it. If you start noticing, you know, when I was talking earlier about wanting a certain outcome, it's the same kind of thing. We fixate and we get stuck on that one thing that's going to make our lives wonderful, or we get stuck on this happened and if it hadn't happened, my life would be better. Well, you know what? You can't change the past. But you can change your reaction. You can change how you are when you're dealing with this problem. You can choose to learn from it and grow. You can choose to spread that love and light out there again. You can choose to love yourself and honor yourself. If you are feeling a little bit unbalanced because of this negative energy, take care of yourself. Stay true to what you need. If you need to sit there and do nothing, then sit there and do nothing. If you need to speak your truth, speak your truth. If you need to just feel happy, if you need to go outside and get away from someone, then go outside and do that. The way to strengthen who you are is to be true to who you are, to stand and walk in your own power, not to let other people knock you off your feet. Now, I have a technique that I use quite a bit. I call it the Riptide Survival Plan. If something happens and you get knocked off your feet, it's like a riptide comes along. You're standing in the ocean. It drags you out. I've talked about this before. You may have heard it before. It drags you out to the ocean. Your initial reaction is to try to get back to land. You will swim against the current and you will get exhausted and you can drown. Now, when your life comes along and you have a problem that knocks you off your feet, it's the same thing. You have to go with the flow. Don't resist it. Don't try to swim out of it because you're going to get exhausted. Your brain is going to get all tired. You won't be able to think clearly. You're not going to be able to function. You're going to get sick, all of these things. So go with the flow. Acknowledge that what's happening is happening for a reason and just go with it. Eventually, and take care of yourself while you're doing it, okay? And then eventually, you'll be able to reclaim yourself and get back into yourself and back into your power. This is, I don't know, it's an interesting time we're living in, and I know many of you probably are well aware of the importance of maintaining our center and who we are and being true to ourselves and shining that love out there. When we have those life problems, it does knock us off our feet sometimes, and it can really, really cut us to the core, and we don't know how we're going to go on. And that's when we really have to make sure we stay true to who we are. It's so important. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm preaching to you, but this has been on my mind all day, and it must be important, and it must be important for somebody to hear, or I wouldn't keep going on and on about it. That's one thing I will do is I will follow my intuition and spirit and everything, and if they just give me the words, I am just going to keep talking, because this is so important. You know how some people don't watch the news? The same thing. Maybe stay off Facebook for a little while because that's just not the place to be right now. Let me tell you, I am, you know, I'm with all the people who are experiencing all these horrible, horrible, horrible situations, sending so much love, so much. My goodness, I really have been chatting, haven't I? But at the same time, I feel the pain that other people have. I feel it so very deeply. And so it's important for me as well to stay true to myself, to protect myself and my boundaries, to not let my energy be affected by others. And of course, if we're tired and not taking care of ourselves, it affects us even more. So there we have it. Okay. I'll stop with my preaching. It's important to me. So if you've been watching and listening, I'm Colleen VanderZeiden, and if you are watching on my page, my Facebook page, Colleen VanderZeiden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach, feel free to like my page. I'm going to be handing in my book proposal in a few weeks, and the more people I have liking my page, the better my chances are for getting picked up. Isn't that interesting? And this is Lilydale Radio, and you can find out more about Lilydale at lilydaleassembly.org, and you can find more about me at colleenvanderzeiden.com, and if that's too hard to spell, it's psychicmediumcolleen.com is also a shortcut and can get you there as well. I do want to thank you so much for watching and listening. It was a very interesting show. I've been a little bit all over the place, but like I said, I go. So thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry I couldn't get to more callers, but it's always an interesting thing to try to